More evidence has emerged of a seemingly chaotic scramble by South Africa's intelligence apparatus to neutralize the now-suspended Inspector General of Intelligence, IGI, Imshias Faisal. A newly emerged letter penned by Faisal, dated 9 June 2026, and directed at Parliament, contains fresh allegations against the National Intelligence Coordinating Committee, NICOC, and the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, JSCI. It, for the first time, implicates NICOC in Faisal's suspension by President Cyril Ramaphosa on 14 October last year. It also reveals that the JSCI had told Ramaphosa in February this year that its investigation into Faisal's alleged misconduct, which originally justified his suspension, had been restarted. In doing so, the JSCI has seemingly abandoned the basis of its initial recommendation for Faisal's removal 4 months after the fact. Faisal's letter, which Ama Bungin has seen, is addressed to the Speaker of National Assembly, Thoko Didiza, and her deputy, Annalie Lotriet. On 15 April 2026, I wrote to the chairperson of the JSCI, Sylvia Lucas. I expressed concern that, despite having informed the president on 20 September 2025 that it was investigating my conduct, and despite that supposed investigation having formed the basis for my suspension by the president, the JSCI now appeared to accept that no such investigation had in fact been conducted, wrote Faisal. Faisal's letter also indicates that NICOC, an umbrella body of security agencies, had an alleged irregular involvement in the revocation of his security clearance, a development that paved the way for the subsequent push to remove him. On 12 December 2025, President Ramaphosa informed me that the JSCI had recommended that I should be removed from my position following a decision by NICOC to permanently revoke my security clearance. NICOC is mainly comprised of the State Security Agency, SSA, the Crime Intelligence Division of the South African Police Service, Defense Intelligence, and the Coordinator of Intelligence, the intelligence services for which I have oversight responsibility. I also pointed out to Lucas that the JSCI had relied on NICOC's decision to permanently revoke my security clearance when it recommended my removal from office, notwithstanding the absence of any legal authority on NICOC's part to take such a decision. Despite its expertise, the JSCI has not explained why it believed that NICOC had the authority to permanently revoke my security clearance. In his letter, Faisal also indicates that while the president had been told one thing, that the investigation had been restarted, Faisal himself was effectively told that these things unfortunately just take time. On 21 April 2026, the chairperson of the JSCI informed me that the investigation had been delayed by preparatory processes and the gathering of information. I was told that, once the committee had considered the information before it, the specific allegations of misconduct would be communicated to me, and I would be afforded an opportunity to respond. The chairperson also said that the delays were not attributable to bad faith, and that the committee remained committed to minimizing any prejudice arising from them. I noted that no explanation had been given for the committee's delays. Nor was any explanation given as to why, more than 7 months after the JSCI informed the president that I was being investigated, the matter remained at a preliminary stage. Last month, Ama Bungin reported on an explosive court application by Faisal to overturn his suspension and the withdrawal of his security clearance, challenging President Ramaphosa, Didiza, the JSCI and minister in the presidency, Kumbudzo and Tshavheni, among others, to provide evidence that he was behind the leaking of confidential information. Critically, Faisal's papers provide context into why he may have been targeted in his removal from office, having led several probes into the country's intelligence structures while facing systematic resistance in doing so. In Faisal's version of events, he had begun to shake the security services, TREE, putting a target on his back. On 22 July 2025, 2 weeks after KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi's broke rank in his now famous press briefing, the JSCI informed Faisal that it was investigating 3 complaints against him. A complaint received from the NICOC acting on a report received from an intelligence service. Roman 2, a complaint received from defense intelligence. And Roman 3, a complaint related to the disclosure of classified information about a property procured in Durban by crime intelligence for operational purposes. On at least one front, the third one above, Faisal has been publicly vindicated. As part of the wider complaints against Faisal, the JSCI is probing whether he was behind the leaking of a classified report into SAPS Crime Intelligence, CI, implicating the unit's head, Dumisani Cumulo, and suspended SAPS National Commissioner, Fanny Maismola. According to various reports and public statements, Faisal's probe into CI, which was initiated in January 2025, following a referral by former police minister, Senzo Makunu, focused on procurement of covert properties. It also dealt with issues of security clearances and the hiring of Dainio Mockwell as a brigadier as head of the Technical Support Services Division of CI in April 2024. Earlier this month, 11 August, the Investigative Directorate Against Corruptions, IDAC, Drashantha Ramsamy testified before the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry, alleging that Makunu arranged for someone to fly and meet with now-suspended IDAC Chief Investigator Dylan Parimal to hand over the IGI's classified report. All I know is that the minister sent the report that IGI refused to give us to Mr. Parimal. And in terms of the act and the mutual legal assistance that we usually give them, it is not proper procedure. In other words, if the report was leaked, it was not by Faisal, but rather by the minister Makunu. Approached for comment, Makunu said, "At this stage, I would not want to respond, but I will issue a statement on this topic and other matters in due course." Spokesperson to the president, Vincent Magwenya, would not be drawn to comment on aspects of Faisal's letter to parliament related to Ramaphosa. "This matter is in court. Therefore, we are not going to publicly engage over it until those court processes are completed." NICOC acting coordinator, Dr. Entendazo Sifilo, didn't answer specific questions put to him by Ama Bungan about NICOC's alleged decision to permanently revoke the IGI's security clearance, claiming NICOC could only account to the JSCI. It is in this respect that National Intelligence Coordinating Committee, NICOC, wishes to kindly submit that it is unable to comment on intelligence-related or classified matters. We are therefore not in a position to provide any detail on the matters raised in your inquiry. This is consistent with the statutory framework governing the intelligence services, including protection of information legislation. You can access his full response here. Didiza confirmed she received the letter from the IGI and said she engaged with the JSCI on the issues raised therein. Questioned about whether she was concerned that the IGI has been on suspension for close to a year without any update into the investigation of his alleged misconduct, Diddiza said, "The JSCI will be meeting this week to, amongst other things, to deliberate on this matter." Despite a back and forth between the IGI, the president, and the various intelligence structures, one thing is evident: the upwards of a billion rand held within the Secret Service accounts for CI, DI, and SSA have for more than a year been without oversight, all while the fate of the IGI hangs in the balance.